Land of the Lost is brought to you by the Bosco Company, makers of Bosco Milk Amplifier, the rich chocolate-flavored syrup that makes milk taste like a picnic special. You're bound to like Bosco. It's so delicious, hot or cold. And everybody benefits with Bosco, for this good milk amplifier contains plenty of blood-building iron. Costs just a little to give you a lot of nourishment with tasty, iron-rich Bosco. And now, the Bosco Company presents The Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost, a kingdom fair as a dream. It lies far under the sea, mysteriously shining with ripples that glimmer.
And here is the discoverer of the Land of the Lost, Isabel Manning Houston.
Do you know why it's called the Land of the Lost, that mysterious kingdom at the bottom of the sea? It's because everything that disappears from up on Earth finds its way there. Lost toys, lost jewels, and yes, even lost time. Today, you'll hear how a gang of wicked devilfish stole some lost time and nearly wrecked the kingdom.
Boys and girls, when it comes to keeping up that bubbling vitality and putting real June roses in your cheeks, the treats are on Bosco every time. For rich, chocolatey Bosco is a high-in-iron milk amplifier that helps put real red in your blood with each delicious teaspoonful. Bosco's easy on Mom's budget, too. Just 1 to 2 teaspoonfuls in a glass of milk makes a rich and flavorful Bosco treat. A wonderful syrup that blends with milk to give you a smacking good chocolatey drink. Once you taste iron-rich, flavor-rich Bosco, you'll treat yourself right with Bosco and milk every day in the week. And now, back to Isabel Manning Houston.
An invisible monarch named King Findall rules over the Land of the Lost. His wisest subject is Red Lantern, the friendly talking fish who took my brother Billy and me adventuring there every week. One day, Billy and I had been roaming about the kingdom by ourselves. King Findall was away and Red Lantern was attending to some official business.
What time is it, Billy? Now, don't forget, we're supposed to meet Red Lantern at the coast office at 6 bells.
Let's see. Oh, rats, my watch has stopped.
Oh, dear. Then how are we going?
Hold on. There's a great big clock in the Minotaurium across the way.
The Minotaurium? You mean that sort of powerhouse with the queer machines that check on lost minutes?
Sure. I could set my watch in there.
Oh, no. I'd rather not go in, Billy.
Why not, Isabel? What's wrong with the Minotaurium?
Nothing. But you know perfectly well there's an awfully scary place in the back part of it. The den of the devilfish.
Oh, we don't have to go that far in, for Pete's sake. Come on.
Well, all right.
Atta girl. I'll open the door. Boy, hasn't changed a bit in here, has it?
No. It's just the same as when we met dear old Father Time here and he showed us all around. What was it he called that big machine in the corner?
The minutometer, don't you remember? It registers the time people waste up on Earth. Every time it throbs, it means another lost minute coming in.
Oh, yes.
Gee whiz, you girls forget everything scientific. Father Time explained the whole thing. He said, all the wasted energy the lost minutes contain passes through the minotometer down to the devilfish's den. And then they use it to whip up storms and all that.
Oh, that's right. I remember now. Sort of like electricity.
Hot ziggity. It's only 5 bells. Now, I'll just set my watch and we'll be out of here. Uh-oh.
Billy, it's the devilfish.
Good news, gang. This is the day we've been waiting for.
Oh, Billy, I'm scared. Let's get away from here.
What are they saying?
We'll get the old man all right. He'll never know what hit him.
The old man?
He must mean Father Time.
I'm going to sneak in and...
No, no, Billy.
Listen, Isabel. Father Time's been good to us all our lives. And it sounds like those devilfish are planning to do him dirt. You wait here.
No. I'll come with you. But don't let them see us.
They won't. We can look down on them from this ledge. The whole den's as black as pitch.
They make tracks of light when they move.
Shh. There they are. See them down below? Squirming in the dark.
Oh.
Dancing devil fish are we. Evil creatures, all creatures of the sea.
Mongo!
Evil!
Silo!
Mongo!
Joining in a raucous rondo. When folks waste time up above, we can do the harm we love.
Coming from the leader, the big ugly one they call Fondo.
Hey, listen, scum. Listen. What have I told you? I figured a way to put the skids under the one guy with the power to keep us under control. Huh?
You mean Potter came with that side of him?
That's right. The old man himself.
Listen, Billy.
Always mowing down trouble. Well, now we're going to mow him down.
Holy smoke!
But how?
Just count on Spando. He nigh the brains of this outfit. Don't I act as a transmitter for all the energy that comes through the minute from the meter? And I charge with it right down till I'm positively sizzling.
Oh, he frightened me, Billy.
Sure, you're hot stuff, Spando.
Then get this. Father Time comes down here once a month to look the joint over.
Yeah, and he's due today.
Exactly. But what's he coming on? How does he travel?
That's one of his pesky secrets. Yeah. He never tells nobody.
No, he never tells. But I've been checking up on transportation, and I've got the answer sure as water's wet.
Yeah,
listen, Isabel.
There's one sea current that only stops here once in 30 days. The current of events.
Yeah.
And every time the current of events has stopped, we've had a visit from the old man.
Oh, yeah?
Now, if we could wreck that current, rub it out with everybody aboard.
No,
we...
no.
Oh, hold on. Hide down there, you dopes. It takes a lot of power to wreck a sea current. You're telling me? Why do you suppose I've been saving up energy lately, holding back from releasing it to the rest of you?
You mean you've been storing up energy on purpose?
Brother, do you know what I'm loaded with right now, ready to pass along to the rest of yous? 3 million electric volts!
3 million volts!
Holy smoke, Isabel. That's enough to blow us.
Yeah, let's get going.
Okay. Now listen, here's the setup. We pick a good spot the current has to pass. We line up across it, make a circuit feeder to feeder, and when the current comes along, bam, we shoot the boy.
When that current rounds the bend, Father Time will meet his end.
Pass that power on to me, Bo.
Longo.
Spondo.
Silo.
Quick, Isabel, let's get out of here. It's up to us to warn Father Time.
But how, Billy? He's already on board the current.
Red Lantern will know what to do if we can only get to him fast enough. Come on, let's beat it to the coast office.
Two special sea livery stamps, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Here we are, Billy. This is the coast office, but I don't see Red Lantern.
I'll ask the Coastmaster if he's seen him. Excuse me, Mr. Seal. We're looking for Red Lantern.
Red Lantern? He was here earlier. Said he was going to hop one of the incoming currents beyond Barnacle Bend.
To board a current.
Seems there was somebody arriving on it that he wanted to welcome.
Oh, my golly, what current was it?
Well, as I remember, he said the current of events.
A current of events? Oh, Billy, they'll kill him and Father Time, too.
Hold on, miss. Who's going to kill who?
The devilfish. They're planning to wreck the current and everybody on it.
Somebody's been feeding you fish stories, little lady.
No, they haven't. We just heard Spando and the rest of them talking about it.
Now, clam down, you kid.
Clam down, my Aunt Minnie. Red Lantern and Father Time are heading for terrible danger, and they don't know it.
Well, you're too late to overtake Red Lantern.
Well, then maybe we can flag the current before the devilfish reach it. Signal the passengers to get off.
I'll show you the way, folks. Your best bet's the gully, this side of Barnacle Bend, near the limestone rocks.
Okay, Mr. Pert,
but we'll have to step on it. The current's due there in 10 minutes.
Ten minutes. Can Isabel and Billy get there in time? And if they do, can they really stop a fast sea current? Say, boys and girls, how many times have you found that the things you like to eat and the things you ought to eat just don't fit together? Well, Bosco and milk is a different story. Yes, for besides making milk taste better, Bosco makes milk more nutritious, too. It adds plenty of available iron and vitamin D to your daily milk quota. And iron, you know, is essential to keeping you working just right. Why, in that quart of Bosco and milk you put away between morning and bedtime, you get from 1 to 2 times the amount of iron your body needs each day. And velvety smooth Bosco is economical, too. It takes just 1 to 2 teaspoonfuls of this tasty chocolate-flavored syrup to make a wonderful party-style treat. Yes, that jar of Bosco goes a long way, provides glass after glass of iron-rich, nourishing Bosco in milk. So, get your iron supply the easy way, the Bosco way. Enjoy a glass of refreshing Bosco and milk this afternoon. And now, back to the land of the lost. Isabel and Billy, with a speckled perch leading the way, are racing to intercept the current Red Lantern and Father Time are riding on before the devilfish have a chance to wreck it.
Are we going to make it, Mr. Perch?
Name's Percy. Looks like it, partner. There's the gully I was talking about, straight ahead. As soon as your current comes round the bend, she heads this way, through the gully.
Oh, boy, then we've beaten the devilfish to it.
We'll soon find out. She's due any minute now. Oh, got something you can wave, boy? Something the splashingers will be sure to see?
Well, here, take my jacket, Billy. Lucky I wore the red one.
Hurry, miss. I think I hear something in the distance.
That's it, all right. That's the current of events.
Yes, sir. There she comes, round the bend.
Wave, Billy, wave. It's coming nearer and nearer.
On your mark, gang. Straight out, feeler to feeler.
It's the devilfish. They were hiding in those rocks ahead of us. Hundreds of them.
And they're stretching right across the gully like an electric circuit.
Get set to release your power, brothers. Now, go. We've done it! We've wrecked the current of events!
And now, there's nothing left!
Not even the old man's hourglass! We are free!
Billy!
Swim swiftly ahead, you two! Those monsters will be running wild!
Oh, hurry, Isabel!
I'm trying!
Oh, no, you don't! Hey, Bebo!
Yeah?
Ungo! Get those earthworms!
You too, Mr. Smart Aleck. We saw you waving that flag.
Yeah, do you think we don't recognize those silly white faces of yours? Yeah, your friends of Father Time. The late Father Time, I should say. And the old man always boasted he was never late.
You hateful creatures. How can you laugh when you just destroyed a wonderful old man?
And the best friend we ever had, Red Lantern.
Yeah, what? Red Lantern? Was he on the current, too? Oh! And you hit
that, gang? A double play!
That's ticking him off, Spundo.
Whoopee! Billy! Billy, what's going to become of us?
Hey, bring those two-legged squeakers along, Zylo. Now, we'll fix them later.
But first, we're gonna rip the kingdom apart.
Yeah.
Starting with the royal palace.
Yeah.
Come on, you screaming demons. Let's go to town.
The devilish gang is on the loose. Ski ram! Ski ram! Just watch the denizens all vamoose. They'll take it on the lamb.
For they know it gives us fearful joy to pillage,
plunder,
and destroy.
And they won't dare fight, cause they know that it ain't no use. No, they won't dare fight, cause it won't be a bit of use.
What's that crazy singing?
Don't know. Sounds like a crowd of...
Take cover, fish folk! Huh? The devilfish are coming!
What's that? What's
the devilfish?
They've wrecked the sea current, wiped out Father Time and Red Lantern, and taken the Earth children prisoner!
Oh, help me! Oh,
so wait, here they come!
Father Time no more we'll see. Hurrah! Hurrah!
Red Lantern is just a memory. Ho, ho.
The kingdom's ours to smash.
There's no one left to stop us now.
So we're on the rampage. Brothers, at last we're free. We're on the rampage. Brothers, at last we're free.
Look at them scatter.
Hey, you denizens, get Captain Pine. Call out the Toyland Marines.
Sure, call them out. We'll murder them.
It's no use, Billy. The devilfish are 50-1.
You said it, sister, and we're spoiling for trouble.
One thing at a time, Mungo. Here's the palace.
Oh, stand back there, you lawbreakers.
Gracious. Those palace guards are game fish, all right. They're the only denizens that haven't run away.
Out of their way, you suckers. We know King Findor's not here. Open up.
No.
Well, then you're in for a shock. Take this.
Billy, that wicked Bebo, he's still full of power from the Minotometer.
Yes, and so's the rest of the gang. Don't think we spend it all on wrecking the sea current. Open the palace door, Zylo. Here we go. Come on.
How's this for a classy joint, Hornswoggler?
Yeah.
Hey, pipe the boiled chandelier.
Yeah, and them emerald ornaments.
Well, help yourselves, riffraff. They're all ours.
Yeah, what's going on in the royal...
Oh, mercy to living.
It's Mrs. Puddingwife, the palace housekeeper.
Pauline! Oh, don't hurt her. Don't hurt Mrs. Puddingwife. Oh.
Isabel and Billy, what are you doing?
Hey, cut the gab, Fanny.
Oh.
Lead us to the brine cellar.
Indeed, I'm not a black-hearted villain. I don't kite her to the likes
Take
of you.
Her. Run her through the gill.
Oh, skip it. What's in here?
Empty ballroom. Nothing in here. What's across the hall?
You keep out of there. That's a Red Lantern's council chamber.
Well, he won't need it anymore. Turn on the light, somebody.
No need of lights, my friend. I'm here.
Red Lantern?
Well, it can't be. He was on the current.
That's what you thought, Spundo.
It's a trap. Them white kids was lying to us.
And the pudding wife dame was giving us the come on.
Yeah.
Ah, stop bathering, you fools. Use your heads. What if Red Lantern is alive? He can't do nothing to us.
Huh?
Nobody can. Now Father Time's gone. We're too many and too strong.
Just be careful how you boast of borrowed strength, Bundo. The only energy you devilfish have is what passes into you from the minutometer.
Okay, wise Finn. But don't think we ain't charged with plenty.
You tell him, Zylo.
Yeah.
Do you want a taste of it, Red Lantern?
Oh, Billy!
Touch me and you'll pay for it, Spondo. You and your whole abominable crew.
Yeah, and who'll make us pay? Tell me that, huh?
I will.
Holy smoke! It's Father Time.
Him? The old man himself? Right out of thin air?
Well, you're none too soon, Father Time.
Nor am I late, Red Lantern. Down, Devilfish. Down, wretched spawn of the sea. Did you think you could halt Time on his appointed course?
We'll stop you yet. I don't know how you managed to escape us, but by all that's evil, we'll finish you now if it takes our last million bulls.
Your last million. You haven't power enough left between you to harm my little finger.
Oh, no? Then look out.
Well, I'm waiting.
You're a silo. Be bold. Give him the works.
We can't, boss. We can't raise a spur.
Look, Isabel. They're collapsing. The lot of them.
Miserable creatures. Your mischief-making is at an end. Destroying the sea current used twice the voltage you thought. You spent your last bit of stored-up energy when you stunned the palace guards.
It's Spondo's fault. He tricked us. Get him.
Fools! You monsters are as stupid as you are ugly.
Look at them now, tadpoles. They've hardly got the strength to crawl back to their den.
Oh, boy. But, Father Time, I still don't understand what saved you and Red Lantern from being wrecked on the current.
Bless my scales, Billy. I never took it. I'd expected a friend from the outer ocean. But I learned by shortwave that the current of events carried no splashengers today.
You mean nobody was hurt?
Not even a minnow.
And you, Father Time, Fonda was so sure you were on board.
You youngsters made a plucky effort to save me, and I am grateful. But I travel in my own way, Isabel. Time does not depend upon the current of events. The current of events depends upon Time.
Hear, hear.
Now, I must herd these cringing devil fish back to their den. Move on. Vile weaklings that you are.
Yes. Yes, Father Time. We're coming.
Come on. Let's ripple ahead, tadpoles, and tell the fish folk it's all over. Here's the door.
It's okay, denizens. The devil fish are licked. Father Time caught up with them.
And Red Lantern is safe and sound.
Hooray! All around the sea. Once again, we denizens are happy as can be.
The devil fish will surely be punished for their crime.
And it's our guess from now on they'll be busy doing time. Busy from now on doing time.
Lucky seven time, tadpoles. And here's the roll call of boys and girls who sent in the most interesting letters about toys or treasures they've lost and won't return. First, Edward Tyler, vice president of the Red Lantern Undersea Cowboys of the Bronx, New York, wins a super-duper carbine BB gun. Another Red Lantern fan is Cheryl Lynn of Seattle, Washington, who's made her father promise to be very, very careful when he goes fishing for fear he might catch Red Lantern. Cheryl wins a Monopoly set to replace the one she lost.
Second, Brenton A. Miller of Wellesley, Massachusetts, wins a fine hunting knife. A brand new slate is on the way to Jane Boroviak of Rising City, Nebraska.
Third, Petey Lee Otchin of Salem, Oregon, wins a sterling silver bracelet with a magic red lantern charm. Petey Lee is 14 and one of the 35 members of the KEX Land of the Lost Club who all listen to our program every Saturday. Gary Allen Burke of Almyer, Illinois, wins a beautiful fuzzy teddy bear. He loved the one he lost so much that he took it with him to the operating room.
Fourth, Suzanne Wolfe of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who has listened to our program since it first started, wins a harmonica. And Gary Oberpriller of Minneapolis, Minnesota, gets a fine baseball for his Red Lantern team. Now, more prizes in just a moment. You know, June days just aren't long enough for you boys and girls to get in all your playing. But even so, I bet your favorite game comes to a stop when it's time out for good ice-cold Bosco and milk. Takes no time at all to stir up a glass of chocolatey-flavored Bosco and milk. And you'll be stocking up with a whole lot more than a wonderful Bosco and milk treat. For creamy, smooth Bosco is extra rich in important blood-building iron that's essential to give your body the proper nutrition. Delicious, velvety Bosco is a pleasant and economical way to supply your body with iron, too, because Bosco tastes so good, costs so little, does so much for you. Just 1 to 2 teaspoonfuls of Bosco in milk makes a marvelous round-the-clock treat. It's easy to fix, too, for Bosco blends with milk in a few stirs of the spoon. Better tell Mother right now that you're going to want plenty of Bosco this summer. Tell her how good Bosco is for you, how swell it tastes, and how economical Bosco is. Remind her to get an extra jar of Bosco today. And now, back to Isabel Manning Houston and more Lucky 7 prize winners.
Fifth. Nancy Lehman of Haiti, Missouri, lost her treasured compass. We're sending her one she can wear on her finger in the form of a magic compass ring. Kenneth Chadak of Portland, Oregon, wins a miniature 2-seated car to replace the sport model he lost.
Sixth, duplicate awards of special folding binoculars go to Junior Summerall of Gloucester, New Jersey, and Richard Nedwick, president of his backyard Land of the Lost Club in San Mateo, California.
Seventh, twin awards of beautiful Mickey Mouse watches, wrist watches, are on the way to Carolyn and Marilyn Bowden of Birmingham, Michigan, for their exceptionally fine letter. These girls and their Boy Scout brother both have Land of the Lost clubs. The girls' club is called the Nimble Fingers Club. That's because they earn money for their club parties by sewing Christmas gifts. They also mind children, run errands, and give plays. They gave one play about our crocodile swamp, and the children's father took the part of Old Mugger. Wasn't that wonderful? The boys call their club the Never Say Lost Club of America. They put on clothing drives, mend toys, and also have a boys' orchestra. Doesn't that give you a lot of ideas for your clubs? Well, congratulations, all you winners, and to the rest of you, remember our motto, Never Say Lost. It's a wonderful thrill to win back something you've lost and have the whole neighborhood hear about you. So come on, play Lucky 7 with us. Your chance is as good as the next fellow's.
And Lucky 7's so easy to play. All you have to do is to write a letter telling us about a toy or a treasure you've lost and why you want it returned. For the letters which our Land of the Lost judges consider the most interesting, we will send a substitute, or what in our judges' opinion is the nearest possible duplicate of whatever that lost thing may be. Now, print your name and address plainly and send your letters or cards to the Land of the Lost, American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. Got that? Land of the Lost, American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York.
And Pollywogs, have you seen our new movie yet? The one where little Jackknife becomes a knife of the square table? Don't miss it. It's a cartoon film in Technicolor, a Paramount picture. Ask when it's coming to your local movie theater.
You boys and girls know you've really got something when you fix yourself a glass of good Bosco and milk. So how about letting the whole family enjoy that tasty chocolate-flavored Bosco syrup? Iron-rich Bosco and milk is as good for Dad and Mother as it is for you. Treat them all to Bosco today.
And be with us next week to see how an old friend, Sergeant Pine, encounters black magic in the mysterious Coral Forest.
Tune in same time, same station, when Bosco takes you again to the Land of the Lost. The Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Houston. The director is Don Cope. Vocal arrangements, Peggy Marshall, lyrics, Barbara Miller, musical background by John Winters. And this is your announcer, Stuart Metz.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.